Joanne, too, called me late last evening, and she has got the, I don't know what she got, the collimungus or something. Her and Mark keep passing it back and forth. Mark had it Thursday. He was better Friday. She got it Saturday. And she said, I don't think we're going to make it. So I will fill in for her as we do the call to worship this morning. I'll read the light colored print, and then together we'll respond with the bold prayer of confession. This is what we're going to talk about today. So the call to worship is important. Jesus washed his disciples' feet as a sign of his love and as an example of his servanthood. Mary washed Jesus' feet as an expression of her love and devotion to his ministry. And we are called upon to prepare to wash the feet of those we are to serve in the name of Christ. Come, let us worship the Lord who has shown us God's love and has set us an example of a ministry of service. And together, the prayer of confession. Father God, sometimes we wonder about the money spent on buildings that we call churches. The seeds of the world are so great that we are tempted to believe we have no need to spend vast sums on brick and mortar. Then we remember that our churches stand as a beacon in the community, bearing testimony of your love and concern for all of your children everywhere. They are the ointment by which we show our love for you, and the perfume we carry from being with you goes with us as we reach out to the community to serve your people. Thanks be to you, O God. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.